It's out of control, right?
Okay, this is great. This is for the daily... Okay. Okay, good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. One of the great genres of stories that we have in Midrashim are interactions between Rabbi Akiva and Roman officers. You really see the wit of Rabbi Akiva, and there are any number of such stories, so I wanted to read to you from one that I came across in preparing for tonight, this morning, that I thought was absolutely fascinating. So again, the first pasuk deals with the concept of truma. Yesterday we talked about how it's a two-way street. God gives the lekach tov to the Jewish people, which is the Torah, and then the Jewish people construct an edifice around the Torah, which we call the Mishkan. So the Medrash says as follows, V'ikchu li truma zeh shamar akasev ahav yeskham amar Hashem v'amartem b'meh avtanu. This is a pasuk in Malachi, uksiv ves esav sanesi, that God has chosen Jacob and he's rejected Esav. So Maisa Saturnus Rufus Sheshalas Rabbi Akiva. Saturnus Rufus is this Roman officer that Rabbi Akiva is always having these interactions with. So Amar lo lama kadosh baruch hu sone osanu. So it's a very difficult question for a rabbi to answer. Anytime somebody asks a rabbi, why does God hate me? You know, it's difficult. So Rabbi Akiva is being asked by Turnus Rufus as a representative of Rome, why does God hate us? The pasuk says, "Ves Esav Sanesi, I despise Edom, hu Esav avi Edom." So why does God treat us this way? Shekasa ves Esav Sanesi. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva says, "Lemachar ani mishivecha." This is good rabbinic advice. So Rabbi Akiva says, "I'll get back to you tomorrow." Okay, I'll get back to you tomorrow. So Lemachar al Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva machalamta zalaylo ma ra'isa. So the next day, Turnus Rufus calls up Rabbi Akiva in the shul, and he says, what dream did you have? I think he said it like somewhat sarcastically, like, you know, what changed between today and yesterday that you needed to wait until today? So Amar lo b'chalomi hayali halayla shnei klavim. You never believe it. I had two dogs in my dream. Echad shmo Rufus. Okay, remember the guy he's talking to, that's his name. Okay, v'echad shmo Rufina. And the other one was Rufina. So Turnus Rufus's wife happened to be named Rufina. So Rabbi Akiva goes, you'll never believe it. I dreamt about these two dogs. One was named Rufus and one was named Rufina. So Turnus Rufus is starting to get really angry on the other end of the phone. So Miad Kas, he gets really angry. It's Amarlo, Lo Karasa Shem Klavecha, El Shmiv, El Shem Ishti. He says, Rabbi Akiva, you know, you scoundrel, you. You know, the dogs that you're dreaming about, that's my name and my wife's name, you know. What's the message here? Nischayev to haregel amalchus. So Turnus Rufus says I should report you to the emperor, and he'd put you to death for insulting an officer of Rome in this degrading way that you've insulted me. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, you got it. Ma bein chalavein ehem. So what's the difference between you and them? Ata ochal v'shosa v'hein ochlem v'shosim. Ata pora v'ro v'hein barin v'rabin. Ata meis v'hein meisim. So what's the difference between you and them? I mean, after all, the dogs, they eat and you eat. They procreate and you procreate. They're going to die one day. You're going to die one day. And you get so upset at me, and you get so bent out of shape because I confused you and your wife with a pair of dogs. Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, nota shamayim v'yosed aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing in common with any other force in the world. He creates the heavens and the earth. Meimisu mechaye, he puts to death and he can bring back to life. Ata notel eitz v'kore osa Elohim b'shmo. And yet you call the name of God to a piece of stone or to a rock. Shouldn't God be angry with you? Rabbi Chanana ben Akash amaretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu zakas Yisrael. Mepika achir v'lam t'mitzvah shenem ra'anecha peitzaman tzidko yagdil tera v'yadir.